Taking Up Our Cross, May 25th. Consecration and Christian Experience. And he said to them all, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross daily, and follow me. The foundation of the plan of salvation was laid in sacrifice. Jesus left the royal courts and became poor, that we through his poverty might be made rich. All who share this salvation, purchased for them at such an infinite sacrifice by the Son of God, will follow the example of the true pattern. Christ was the chief cornerstone, and we must build upon this foundation. Each must have a spirit of self-denial and self-sacrifice. The life of Christ upon earth was unselfish, it was marked with humiliation and sacrifice. And shall men, partakers of the great salvation which Jesus came from heaven to bring them, refuse to follow their Lord and to share in his self-denial and sacrifice? Is the servant greater than his Lord? Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. I lead the way in the path of self-denial. I require nothing of you, my followers, but that of which I, your Lord, give you an example in my own life. Self-denial and the cross lie directly in the pathway of every follower of Christ. The cross is that which crosses the natural affections and the will. Jesus is our pattern. If he would lay aside his humiliation and sufferings, and cry, If any man will come after me, let him please himself, and enjoy the world, and he shall be my disciple, the multitude would believe and follow him. But Jesus will come to us in no other character than that of the meek, crucified one. If we would be with him in heaven, we must be like him on earth. Let us follow the Savior in his simplicity and self-denial. Let us lift up the man of Calvary by word and by holy living. And to all who lift it and bear it after Christ, the cross is a pledge of the crown of immortality that they will receive.